Good morning. So the topic of today's shiur is going to be a fascinating question that unfortunately comes up all too often. And the question is, if a person gives money to tzedakah and subsequently discovers that the person was a fraud, the person that he gave the money to didn't need the money, he wasn't a nitzrach, was he mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah? If you give money to tzedakah to a person that is undeserving, are you, nevertheless, mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah? Now this question seems to be the subject of a contradiction between two Gemaras and Shas. And there's actually a very interesting exchange of letters that took place between Reb Shmuel Berenbaum, Zichar Tzadik Levracha, and Reb Nasha Klein in Mishnah Halachas regarding this very question. And one Gemara seems to say clearly that you're mekayim a mitzvah if you try to do it, even if you are not successful in its performance. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem famously tells us that if someone is chishiv lasos mitzvah, if someone plans to do a mitzvah, he tries to do a mitzvah, and he's not successful. V'lo yasoi, ma'ala halo ha'kosav ki'ilu asoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu renders it as if you in fact went ahead and performed the mitzvah. If you make the attempt to perform a mitzvah, but you're not successful, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if you fulfilled the mitzvah. That's the Gemara that is very well known in Kedushin Daf Mem. The problem is that the Gemara in Maseches Baba Basra Daf Tes seems to contradict this. The Gemara in Baba Basra talks about a tefillah that was offered by Yirmiyahu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about people who were tormenting him, people who were giving him a very hard time. And he davened to Hashem that the tzedakah that they give should be to bnei adam she'ino mehuganim. They should give tzedakah to frauds. They should give tzedakah to people who are not worthy of the tzedakah. And in that way, even the money that they give for tzedakah won't be a fulfillment of the mitzvah of tzedakah. And the question is, this Gemara in Baba Basra seems to clearly indicate that you're not mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah if the person is a fraud. If the person is not worthy of the tzedakah, he's Eino Mehuganim, he's someone who is included in the category of people who are not Mehuganim. The halacha is, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah. So this seems to be a contradiction. In Maseches Gedushin, we seem to have a general rule that when a person tries to do a mitzvah and he's not successful, he's Mekayim the mitzvah. And in the Gemara Baba Basra, Daf Tes, we find that if you give tzedakah to a fraud, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah. So there are basically three primary approaches given in the Meforshim to reconcile these two Gemaras, and there's going to be a tremendous nafgamina halacha l'maisa. Shmuel Berenbaum wanted to suggest that in fact, if a person gives money to a fraud, he's not mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah, as is indicated from the Gemara in Baba Basra. Says Reb Shmuel Berenbaum, when the Gemara in Kedushin says that if you're chishev lasos mitzvah, if you try to do a mitzvah, you're not successful, you get schar for the mitzvah, the Gemara means that all of the components of the mitzvah in fact exist. The mitzvah applies in your case, it's just that there was some einus that transpired that prevented you from being able to fulfill the mitzvah. You tried, and something came up that was beyond your control. Something prevented you. Something was an impediment to your kiyum mitzvah. So you're mekayim the mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch says, "I'm machshev ki'ilu asoi." I render it as if you went ahead and actually performed the mitzvah. Says Rav Shmuel Berenbaum, if you give money, and the person who is the recipient isn't really an ani, it's inherently defective. The mitzvah inherently is not applicable in this scenario, because you don't have an ani present. It's like a person who puts on tefillin, and unbeknownst to him, the tefillin are pasul. Do we say that we employ the Gemara and Kedushin that you mekayim the mitzvah because you try? According to Rav Shmuel Berenbaum, no. Because over there, the mitzvah is inherently defective. There's no kiyum mitzvah present. You thought there was a mitzvah, there was no mitzvah here. There was no ani here, or in the case of tefillin, there is no tefillin that you're putting on. You are not being mekayim the mitzvah at all. So you don't get schar. In the case of Kedushin, the mitzvah is present. There's an ani, there's a menadev, and it's just that you were unsuccessful because something prevented you from being able to bring the mitzvah into fruition. That's the mahalach of Rishmo Berma. Now, according to Rishmo Berma, if in fact you go ahead and give money to a fraud, you wouldn't be becoming the mitzvah of tzedaka. However, Rav Menashe Klein in the Mishnah Halacha has a different approach, and he explains that there are two components to every mitzvah that a person goes ahead and performs. And the way I understand his mahalach is based on the same approach of Rabbi Chanan, famously in Kavis Arts, where he describes as well two elements to every mitzvah. There is the fact that you're fulfilling a mandate and a directive of a melech. There's the sivoy hamelech. That's one component of every mitzvah. You're an eved. You're getting a directive, a command by the Rabbi Yishan. So the etzem fact that you are observing his command is very worthy and is very valuable, and that is what you get schar for. That's one component. There's a second component, and that is that the etzem kiyum mitzvah, the performance of a mitzvah, does a tremendous milo. It has a tremendous impact, and it tuz oif in all of the ilamos, and it affects you and it affects the world in an extremely vital way. That's the second element to every kiyum mitzvah. So there's the tzivei hamelech aspect, but there's also the effects and the ramifications of an asiyas mitzvah. For instance, says Rabbi Chanan, we know from the Gemara in Yuma that the Ovas HaKadoshim were mekayim kol haTorah kulo. Even before the Torah was given, the Ovas went ahead and fulfilled the mitzvah. Avram Avinu, Yitzchok Avinu, they went ahead and fulfilled the mitzvah in spite of the fact that there was no command. They only got the second aspect. There was no tzivui hamelch because it was before Matan Torah, but they got the inherent value that an asiyas mitzvah has. When you do a mitzvah, it has a tremendous impact both on you and on the bria. That is what the aveis got with their kiyum mitzvah. There was no tzivui, but they had the second element. Says Rav Menashe Klein, that is the yishuv of these two gemaras. That is the way how we are going to reconcile these two seemingly contradictory statements in Shas. When the Gemara says that if your chishiv las is mitzvah, you try to do a mitzvah, you're not successful, you're mekayim the mitzvah, what it means is you get the first aspect of the mitzvah, and that is the tzivui hamelech. You try heeding the directive of the Rebbe Yisham, you tried fulfilling his mandate, that is something you get schar for. That's a more general schar. You try to do tzivui hamelech. But the special effects of this particular mitzvah, you don't get. Because Lamaisa didn't bring the mitzvah into fruition. You didn't, Lamaisa, be able to fulfill the mitzvah. You therefore will not receive that special reward that pertains to that specific mitzvah. You simply weren't able to do the mitzvah. So you don't get the impact and the value of the asiyas mitzvah as it pertains to this specific mitzvah. However, the Gemara in Baba Basra is referring to the special effects of the mitzvah of tzedakah. And Yirmiyah was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to repel these people who were tormenting him and to make them, even in their mitzvah, be mekayim the mitzvah in a faulty way by giving the tzedakah to frauds. Says Rav Menashe Klein, they didn't have the second aspect of the mitzvah. They didn't have the special effects of the mitzvah of tzedakah because they weren't successful. So even though they got the first aspect, Tzivya Melech, the special reward that pertains to the mitzvah of tzedakah, the special schools that come with the mitzvah of tzedakah, they weren't able to receive. That's the mahalach of Rav Menashe Klein. The third mahalach is the mahalach of the Har Tzvi, Tzvi Pesach Frank, where he suggests that the difference is simply whether you were responsible in your actions or whether you were irresponsible. If you did your due diligence and you did the proper analytics before going ahead and performing the mitzvah, you did what it takes to try to ascertain whether or not this person was worthy, and nevertheless it turned out to be that he was a fraud, then in fact you're mekayim the mitzvah, and you get the full schar of mitzvah tzedakah. However, if you were irresponsible, and you didn't do your due diligence, then in fact you are not going to be mekayim the mitzvah tzedakah if he turns out to be a fraud. That is the third approach, And that is the approach of Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, that it depends on whether you were responsible in your actions or whether you were irresponsible. If you did your due diligence, you're Mekayim the mitzvah. If you don't do your due diligence, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah. Have a wonderful day.